in my soul. I would dance, I would sing to be mad for my king. Nothing but a cinder ring. It's passion in my soul. I'll become even more dignified than this. Some may say it's foolishness, but I'll become even more dignified than this. Oh, well, it's to be mad for my king. Nothing but a cinder ring, just passing in my soul. I would dance, I would sing to be mad for my king. Nothing but a cinder ring.
And we're back, of course, back here on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique. And we're actually in studio with Marcus, husband and wife, Rick and Stacy Marcus, who are stunt people in the film business. If you've wondered who is that leaping off the building or watching a car crash or whatever it may be in the fire gag or whatever it may be, these are the guys that are doing it out there actually in the industry. A couple of Monique's friends.
I have friends.
She has three now.
Hey, Stacy, you go by what's your stage name? Because it's not Marcus.
No, I still go by Stacy Carino.
Carino. You started work with that name.
Pre-marriage.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've broken a few bones. Rick, how about you?
Yeah, I've broken a couple bones as well.
All right, spill it. I want the story.
Captain America.
Yeah, right? No, fortunately, not a Captain America. Fortunately, I've been very blessed, actually, because my bones have been small bones in the hands and the feet. Mm. You know what? It's all part of the territory. It really is. But I will tell you this. Here's something that is interesting. As I heard you say, the Marcuses, which is funny because we're just newlyweds, and so the Marcus family is still... Oh, that's us.
Wait, they're talking about us.
Who are they talking about?
That's not my parents. He's talking about us. Oh. And it dawned on me, I thought, you know, it is interesting. Stunt people like us now, as being a stunt couple and being married, it is strange when your wife comes home only to tell you that, oh, hey, by the way, at work today, just about died.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for that one tree on the side of the hill that the car managed to crash into and not go over the cliff, we were saved.
Wow.
So
God's mercy.
That happened, by the way.
Yeah, wow. And that actually is a true story. And that's you talk about God moments. That's definitely one of them. Because in a stretch of highway, one lone tree, and as the car got out of control and over the edge, managed to only go 15 feet down and hit the tree and stop.
Oh, my God.
Instead of going all the way down the cliff.
What was that for?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a TV show pilot.
TV show.
And funny enough on that one is the driver of that and I were talking about God. His kids go to Oaks Christian School. Mm. So we were talking about how he's really wanting them to be Christ-centered and everything like that. And then we hit the other car and going 80 miles an hour went right over the cliff.
Wow.
It happened so fast.
Wow.
And one tree.
Wow.
Or we'd
Thank
be.
You, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
God's one tree.
Have you ever, I mean, that's a perfect example of what I usually like to ask is, have you ever had a really good salt and light story where you've been able to show, be the hands and feet of Christ and show love? And can you think of?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the neat thing about the stunt community, too, is that it kind of lends itself, because of the nature of the business, it's a lot of times you're setting up for some potentially dangerous things.
Mm.
And you've got an openness there that's already kind of naturally created for you, a willingness, I guess you could say, for people to say, hey, let's just pray about this for a second. Before we do this, let me just say
ask
a prayer for
God's mercy.
Because people realize, hey, you're about to do something dangerous, something that could happen. And so it's kind of a nice natural road in a lot of ways. And I find, you know, and that's what I find over the years that I've been doing this, and I don't know Stacy's experience, but just being there, number one, showing up and doing your job well.
Nice. Yep.
Are the two first things that I can do well. And I can make a statement with that.
Exactly.
And then while I'm there, who I meet, who I work with, I get a chance to share the gospel, or just to plant a seed
so cool.
with somebody, you know, like working on set. Because a lot of times we maybe our gag is up, you know, end of the day, and we've got about 6 hours on set to just kind of be there, be ready, and you spend oftentimes a lot of downtime. So there's a lot of interaction with various people, and so you kind of get a lot of chance for that interaction to talk to people. And, you know, like I said, if it's just planting a seed, maybe asking some questions, maybe showing some interest, hearing their story, just caring, listening, caring about what's going on in their life outside of this crazy business sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just need that. And that can be, for me, that's an example of that's an example of Christ to that person.
So what are your most favorite and least favorite types of stunts? Like water stunts, like it, hate it?
Water stunts I love.
Okay. Oh, I love water stunts.
You love water. Fire you hate.
I hate fire.
Oh.
Yikes. Yeah.
I'll do it. Scared of it.
Yeah.
It's just not natural. It's not normal. I clam up. I'm like,
Fire. I love working with vehicles.
Cars and bikes,
motorcycles and cars.
I can tell you a fun car story about my husband.
Let's hear it.
So last November, there was a stuntman, a driving contest?
Yes, driving contest.
So some of the lead stuntmen in the business put on a driving contest, and it was raining all day. And he's like, there's going to be like 60 people there. Don't worry about coming down. I'm going to be there for 12 hours. It's not a big deal, blah, blah, blah. He entered the race. Get home, I don't know, about 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm sure. I'm sleeping. And I go, hey, baby, how'd you do? He goes, I did good. Okay, good night. Woke up. On the on our kitchen table, there's a trophy.
Nice!
The size of our refrigerator with a steering wheel attached to it saying the stunt driving champion.
Wow.
And I go, good? You did good? You won the whole thing.
That's nice. Pretty good, honey.
That's awesome. Go, Rick Marcus!
It was fun.
You are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are talking about stunts, actually, in this show. And, you know, what's incredible, too, to me is that, again, every day they don't realize in the film business that when you go out, Paul Lombardi's another good friend of mine over at Full Scale Effects, and when they start to rig these vehicles and the stuff that you guys are doing, it's a serious business. It's a serious game. I mean there's real explosives that are going in those cars when they start to blow them up, or those planes or whatever it is, and people don't realize just how real serious the stunt business is.
Yeah, it's definitely real. It's definitely serious, and it's as things change, we're so used to seeing computer graphics and all these things, and so people a lot of times think that it's all becoming fake. It's all becoming fake fire or fake explosions, but it's not. It's a mixture now of the two. So you oftentimes have the practical explosion, which is the real thing happening, and then they'll add on to that to make it even bigger. But the things that are happening are definitely real and definitely dangerous. And the crazy thing is often you're setting up for days for 2 seconds of footage in the film that's just going to fly by like that, and the amount of preparation that goes into it. But the neat thing about it, too, though, is everyone has to be on their game.
Yeah.
So you mentioned the effects guys, the riggers who are setting it up, the stunt people, stunt coordinator. It takes this whole team of people, art department, everyone involved for this just moment of film.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's got to be and expected to be at the top of their game to make it happen. Because oftentimes you get one shot.
Yeah.
Right. For some of these big gags, you're going to get one shot at it.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't, and you want to keep it safe and you want it to go well, and everyone's got to be at the top of their game.
Yeah, it's hard to bring in another plane if you've got some big plane that you're getting ready to blow up right there on the set.
Yeah.
So, okay, bring in another plane.
Bring in the second one.
Yeah.
That big 747, go ahead and bring it on in here.
Yeah.
But it is a dangerous thing, and films would not be able to be made without it. I mean, it's just people don't realize that those actors also are entrusting you for their lives when you're doubling them or whatever, as you've done many times in your career as well, both of you. And it's, the actors appreciate it as well. I mean, they go around watching the teams when you're doing the team work is what really we're talking about. Because it's not just you got the stunt performer, but you got everybody around them.
Yeah.
That is, it's got to be precise on every single piece. I love to watch how they're doing it, where it's like down to the nth second of everything that's going on is life or death for you guys.
Hey, you guys,
it really is.
We like to pray for you guys. Our listeners like to pray for our guests. Obviously, pray for safety. But is there anything else that we could be praying for you guys about?
Yes. Well, safety obviously is a big concern. And I think then just what we were talking about earlier, though, that we can continue to be salt and light, used by God. Because that's at the end of the day, that's why we're doing it. We've talked before. It's like, look, if God has something else in mind for us, and we stop working in this business, then you know we're open to that.
Yeah.
But He has us here now
for a reason. Yeah.
So we want to be faithful to that reason. It's not just about us getting to work, and I mean we feel incredibly blessed to get to do the jobs that we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's not ultimately about that for us, because if the next stage is something else, then let's go do that. But God has us here for a reason, and I think that reason is to be the salt and light.
You know what's so cool about that is that when you get the time to be on the set there, I mean, you think of filmmaking and there's every walk of life that's there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's you know, every denomination, every faith, everybody is there within that mix, and you have the ability to be able to talk to somebody that maybe not even know God.
Yeah.
You know, it's never knew Jesus, never knew God, never knew any type of spiritual direction in their life, and for you to be able to do that on the set, because you think stunts, you think often it's that's macho or that's the tough girls or guys. You know, those guys are tough, and we never get around. But it's such a great opportunity for you to share the word or your testimony, or and what better way too, when you actually come out of a fire burning car or whatever, something like that, and you're able to say thank God for that time and pray together that you made it through that gag.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so important.
Yeah,
and we talk about it.
Yeah, so that would be a big one. As far as our attitudes, that we just remain
obedient to whatever He wants. Walk through whatever door God opens.
Yep.
And whether that be this industry or teaching or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, get online, get connected at worshipfactory.net, by the way, as well. And you know, you may be wanting to pursue a stunt business or maybe any type of film. This isn't just about worship as music. We talk about it all the time, that we're actually in the creative arts, which is the total creative arts, which would include everything from painting to, you name it, animation to whatever it may be that you're doing. But get connected online. Reach out to people. We can support one another, which is what we think. That's why God has called us to this mission, to where we can actually reach out to each other, keep each other encouraged, uplifted, supported, loved, and prayed for, prayed up. Because all of us need to be prayed up no matter what we're doing, even if it's in the stunt industry, obviously, as many others. But you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5. We'll be back again with the Marcuses. They're going to stay in studio with us for our Exposed segment and actually talk a little bit more about stunts in the film business. We'll be back with Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5.
There's a place where I love to run and play. There's a place where I sing new songs of praise. There's a place where I lose myself in Him. There's a place where I find myself again.